Well, how do you start today's show? The last 24 hours has been the craziest thing that I have seen in the crypto market. And I've been here since 2013 and have seen some crazy, crazy things. We just were getting into a bit of a recovery in the crypto markets and the NFT market. And then what seems like a black swan event happened. And one of the biggest exchanges in the crypto market, FTX, one of the owners of an arena, biggest sponsors, you would think this is an untouchable company, is almost insolvent, if not insolvent. And it all played out in real time on Twitter. And we're going to cover it here on Goats and the Metaverse and talk to you about what that means for the broader NFT market. What do we do about it? And just how did this all play out? We are covering this in real time. So as the facts come out, we will share more. But one of those shows where you don't want to miss it. This is pretty crazy. And we're going to go deep into this and more. So let's bring on our esteemed colleague and guest, Stanley. What the hell is going on?
That was more of a eulogy morning, than let's get excited for goats in the metaverse, which I understand. It is definitely a dark day. I'm in South Florida getting ready for a real hurricane to hit. And it seems like it came early into the crypto market and literally crashed. Things literally crashed. And let's look at some of those numbers, and then we can go into a little bit of detail. What caused this crash? 1,160. If you watch our show from 2 days ago, I was out there saying, yes, ETH is back almost at 1,600. 1,500 is the new norm. Boy, oh boy, was I wrong. Don't ever listen to me. Solana went from $33 to $14. That is a big kick in the nuts. And ApeCoin is at $3.26, sitting at about 450, I believe, last time we did the show. Numbers are down. And let's see if
Painful.
NFTs have actually gone up. Drum roll, please. They haven't gone up. They
Narrator, they haven't.
haven't gone up. Prices are down. Red arrows, they went down a little bit, but usually with such a big crash, or such a big reduction in crypto, NFTs usually go up. That hasn't been the case. People are scared. The only one that's really up, and it's up a little bit, is VeeFriends, and I'm assuming that has to do with the VeeCon announcement. It is going to be in Indianapolis this year at Lucas Oil Stadium, which is a football stadium of the Colts. What happened, Yossi? Talk to us. Walk us through this misery of what the fuck happened?
What the fuck happened? Yeah, that's a good question. And one that we don't really have the full details of. But what we do know is that what has happened is that FTX, the exchange, Alameda Research, the hedge fund, both run by Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, the darling of crypto just a few days ago, has been exposed to not be as financially sound as we thought they were. One of the biggest exchanges in the world, I think the second biggest exchange in the world, is under financial duress. And how that played out was particularly interesting and a little crazy. What we learned about a week ago was an article that came out that says that FTX and Alameda Research, most of their assets, most of their balance sheet is made up of their own token called FTT. FTT is their own token that rewards traders for trading on their platform, referring people to their platform. And at the time of an article came out, I don't know the exact number, but it was about 35 or 36 bucks that this token was trading at. What we also know is that there was some kind of tension happening between CZ, the owner of Binance, the world's biggest exchange, and SBF. They would go onto Twitter, and there was a bit of a spat going out between the two of them, with CZ saying that they don't support players in the market that are rallying against them in Congress and on a governance level and making a real shot at SBF. And what he announced during that is that as the biggest holder, one of the biggest holders of FTT, Binance were once an investor in FTX. They got bought out by the FTX team. And the way that they got bought out, part of that payment was being paid $2 billion in FTT tokens. So now you have Binance, one of the biggest exchange, the world's biggest exchange, FTT, the second biggest exchange. Binance used to be a shareholder. They exit out as being a shareholder, but now they're a big holder of the FTT token. And you have FTX going on and doing their business. Everyone is happy. They've got some exposure to FTX through their FTT token. FTX no longer have Binance as a shareholder. But CZ came out saying that for whatever reasons, they are now taking the position that they're going to offload. They are going to sell their FTT position over time. Now, normally when you're a big bag holder, you are not going to announce to the market that you are selling your bag. This is just not something you do because you know that that is going to send panic into the streets and people are going to front run. They are going to sell before you sell. And that's exactly what happened. People started selling their FTT. FTT's price started to drop. We saw it go from 34 to 32 to 50. And then the team at FTT came out saying, you know, we're fine. Everything's all right, chat. Do not worry. We'll buy as much FTT as you have at $22. Everything's great. The market didn't buy it. No one fell for the bait. And I think that's because of a couple of things. We saw Three Arrows Capital immediately disappear. We saw Luna explode in real time. We have seen Celsius as a big lending company being exposed and going and disappearing very quickly. So people are skittish. FTT news comes out, the price continues to dive. And then we see today FTT sitting at $2.50. So we know that FTX was then in a big challenging position because they're going to get margin called on their FTT tokens. And surprisingly, out of nowhere, an announcement comes on Twitter that Binance is buying FTX in full. Sam Bankman-Fried tweets that out, that we called Binance and Binance is going to agree to fund the shortfalls. And CZ puts out an announcement saying that as of today, after due diligence, FTX will be buying, Binance will be buying FTX. All of this played out in real time, and everyone's speculation is that this was CZ's master plan, that he knew that FTX was overexposed on their FTT token, that they are the biggest holder of that token, $2 billion worth, and that if they announce to the market that they are going to sell their bag, that FTX will be short squeezed, they'll be margin called, and they will not be able to come up with the money to solve the problem. And the only people that could do it would be Binance, and that SBF would have to phone them and bail them out. So that is exactly what happened, and that's the speculation. But CZ came out today saying that this wasn't a master plan. They had no idea. This wasn't something that they calculated in advance. This is something that happened in real time. I'm not sure I buy that. It really does seem like a genius 4D chess game that has happened in real time. It has crashed the market. It has made people extremely skittish. And that's why we are seeing things like Bitcoin back at $16,000 and Ethereum at $1,100. People are taking their money off exchanges. This is almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. How many times can we see these massive black swan events happen in the crypto market? Now we've had four in less than 3 months.
Right. And I think the biggest, like, all of this is unregulated, right? So these guys could kind of make these chess moves and you don't really know who's full of shit and who's telling the truth and what is actually real. Where if these types of things were happening in the equity markets, we would actually have the SEC come in and say, no, you're going to go to jail for doing some of those things. I have like three things to say. One, I don't know if you guys saw, Wall Street, Gordon Gekko. I mean, this guy like must have watched that movie. Two, Netflix is going to have some crazy documentaries be coming out in the next 1 to 3 years that are going to be talking about this. And I can't wait to watch them. I'm already like, buy Netflix stock because we're going to see the true stories behind the scenes of this coming out in the next 1 to 3 years. And the last thing I want to say is I almost feel like Elon Musk is involved in this. He buys out Twitter, and this is all happening on Twitter, right?
And it all implodes.
Like it almost like he brokered this deal that it happens on Twitter for him to say, well, this is what it's for, right? Like real world interaction, communication in front of every world. It's not happening on Facebook. It's not happening on TikTok. It's not happening on Instagram. Twitter. Once again, this is a big endorsement.
A little crazy. Twitter. It's a little crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but it is a little bit crazy. So what does this mean? I mean, obviously, another big black eye for the industry. How do we recover? Where do we go? What do we say? How do we, you know, keep staying strong?
It's a good question, and there's only so many punches you can take in 1 year. Almost one like New Year to come already, and let's just start again in 2023. But what does this mean? So we know that FTX and Alameda Research are big backers of Solana. Big questions on what's going to happen on the Solana ecosystem and whether it can recover. If you're holding any NFTs in the Solana bag world, there's going to be downward pressure on your Solana-based NFTs. There's definitely going to be some challenges happening there. What does it mean for the broader NFT ecosystem? I think this is a big reminder that centralized exchanges is what we're trying to get away from here. We're trying to build a decentralized world where everything is transparent and on-chain. And every single one of these examples that has been these big black swans, these big events that are taking huge liquidity out of the industry is these centralized entities where you have people who are making a lot of money very quickly, gathering other people into this kind of almost like a Ponzi scheme. And there isn't regulation to be able to share if there is real trust in here. So I am a fan always of holding my own tokens, not my keys, not my coins, making sure I have custody of the assets, trading on exchanges that are decentralized, and owning assets that are on-chain, owning assets that rarely have nothing to do with anything that is going on in this market. Because you cannot stop the internet, you cannot stop technology, and you cannot stop progress. Those entities are going to continue growing whether FTX is around or not around. It is a blow, and I think it is going to take time for this market to recover. And in the bigger macro context of the economy, this looks like it's going to be a long, long winter, which is not the news that I want to be sharing, but I think it is the reality that it's going to be a while until we see something like a Bored Ape selling for $450,000, the floor price of Bored Apes being $500,000 again, or the rest of the market getting to that type of rally. We're in for a long winter.
Long winter. And yeah, and listen, you know, you had like Steph Curry, Tom Brady, the spokespeople for FTX, right? So now they're going to second guess themselves before joining the crypto world. And I think that is right. Like now you're going, you know, you own Metaversal and you're working in the space where you're trying to launch NFT projects and get more and more people into the space. And if you're going to somebody that you think might be a potentially good NFT candidate to do a partnership with or a deal with, it's a harder sell for you to say, hey, come into the Web3, because they're going to say, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to be in that space, right?
What I can say to that, though, is, you know, we saw the same thing play out in 2018 and 2019. It was two very hard years in the crypto world. It was a dong, strong, you know, brutal winter at the back of the ICO craze. And people who were building in that time, investing in that time, are the titans of today. So, sure. You know, as the old saying goes, summer bodies are created in the winter. This is the time where you're going to find the best deals, the best investments, and the best alpha is when everyone else isn't paying attention.
100%. And listen, you know, we had the election yesterday. There's a lot of going back and forth, who has what seed, who won what. There's a lot of punches being thrown there. And, you know, the stock market is down today a lot. We're going to be in a long winter, I think, as an economy. And I'm by far not an economist, so do your own research. But we're going to be in a long winter for at least the next year, probably 2 years, maybe longer. So I think that, yes, and people, the smart people in this world are going to make educated bets, calculations, whatever you want to call them. And the people that would hold the pain are probably going to win long term. Short term, you know, and this is kind of the other thing, right? If you're a trader now, are you willing to kind of go and make certain investments? Are you going to reconsider certain things? And listen, we'll be here to walk you through everything that happens in the crazy NFT world. And by the way, I think the worst part about this, the gold bulb's down 24%.
That is the worst part.
At one point, this thing was sitting at $100,000. And you know what? I blame the audience for not helping us get to 5,000 subscribers. Because if you would have got there quicker, you would have gotten a lot more money.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
I'm joking. But make sure you subscribe to the show. Let's get to our goal number. And once we do, we will give out those NFTs to you holders. And hopefully they won't be worth nothing by that point. So let's get there. Yasi, stay strong, my brother. We're all in this together, and we will get through the pain. There'll be better days. You will see Yasi smile. Even if he doesn't, I'm gonna keep smiling. Somebody has to be positive, and we hope you guys enjoyed the show. Leave a comment. Let us know. Are you staying for the winter? Do you still believe in this space? We want to hear from y'all. Hope everybody has a great, terrific day. Stay safe out there, folks.